Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Beya Daf Hey, Beya 5a, pagination page 9, but we will start on the facing page, four lines up from the bottom. So we're on Dalet Amud Beis 4b, pagination 8, at the end of the line, four lines from the bottom. We were discussing over here the concept of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, the second day of Yom Tov, a concept that exists in the Galus, in the exile, because they were not informed in a timely manner whether Beis Din in Yerushalayim decided to make the month a Malei or a Chaser, a full month, or less than the full 30 days. It was only 29 days, and the next day was Rosh Chodesh. And because of that variable, whether Rosh Chodesh was going to be what would have been the 30th of the previous month, or it's going to be what would have theoretically been the 31st of the previous month, if there was such a thing, but that becomes the first of the new month. Therefore, there was the variable of which day would be Yom Tov, and they kept both days, which is our practice even today outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara over here made what is in effect a chakira, a question, a fork in the road. If you approach it one way, one result. If you approach it a different way, a very different result. One approach was that these 2 days of Yom Tov, outside of Eretz Yisrael, were an intrinsic legislation. You have to observe 2 days. If so, we discussed that when an egg is laid on one day of Yom Tov, first day Yom Tov, it's not going to be permitted on the second day Yom Tov, because there was a legislation to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. If, however, we learn, as we do, that it's called a Sfeika Diyoma, a questionable Yom Tov, a questionable date, then a person has the right to turn around and say, it's questionable, I'll keep it, I'll observe it, but I do have the right to make a Mimon Afshach, which is like an either-or, and say, it was laid on the first day Yom Tov. Well, either the first day is the real Yom Tov, and the second day is weekday, so I can eat the egg now, or the first day was weekday, and the second day is Yom Tov, in which case the egg was laid on Erev Yom Tov, and I'm allowed to eat it now. Either way, I'm allowed to eat it now, because it's only a Sfeika Diyoma that we're dealing with. That's the way we rule, by most Yomim Tovim, that it's a Sfeika Diyoma, and no lad bozeh, muteres bozeh. If it's introduced into the world on one day, you're allowed to eat it on the next day, because it's a suffix, and you're playing both cards effectively. The question which the Gemara poses, if indeed it's a sfeika diyoma, it's just a doubt. So nowadays, when there is no doubt, we know which day is the real day of Yom Tov, and which one was added because of Sfeika Diyoma, theoretical doubt. So then why do we keep 2 days Yom Tov? If it's based on a Suffolk, so then that Suffolk has been resolved for us. And the Gemara answers here where we begin. As we said yesterday, Hizaru b'minig avoseichem bideichem. Be careful with the minig of your fathers. They kept 2 days because of Sfeika Diyoma. You should keep 2 days as if it's a Sfeika Diyoma, even though you yourselves know the date. But act as if it's a Sfeika Diyoma, just like it was for your ancestors. It falls into the category of a very strong minig of sorts. The question which our Gemara is going to address is, what about Rosh Hashanah? And in fact, in Halacha, this is the one exception. Rosh Hashanah does not follow the rules of Sfeika Diyoma, that an egg laid on one day is mutter on the other day. On the contrary, Kiddusha Achas, it's considered one level of holiness. in effect, even though we paskin Sveika Deyoma by all other Yamim Tovim, and what's born on one day is permitted on the other day because I could do my Mimonaf Shach, either or, which day is the real Yom Tov, one of them had to be a weekday, but that dissenting opinion, which said that really Yom Tov is 2 days as a legislation and it's binding, that's the type of approach that even though we reject by other Yamim Tovim, we accept by Rosh Hashanah. Our Gemara will explain why. Itmar, we learned 3 lines from the bottom. Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. When you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shmuel de Amri Tavayu. Rav and Shmuel ruled. Nolda Bozeh, Asura Bozeh. In this case, it's different than other Yamim Tovim of 2 days. Rosh Hashanah is unique, and if it's laid on the first day Yom Tov, it is forbidden on the second day Yom Tov as well. Ditnan, and we'll explain it based on a Mishnah. Barishonu ha-yemekablim edus ha-chodesh kol ha-yom. Originally, they were accepting on Rosh Hashanah, which is in effect a Rosh Chodesh, they were accepting witnesses of the new moon all day, and they would be able to declare it Mikudash to be officially Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh. Pamachas, but when once happened, Nishtau ha-edim lavo, they were very delayed, they didn't come until late. V'niskaku l'alviyim bashir, and the Leviim were in middle of the Tamid Shalbeinu Abayim song, and they weren't sure which song they should be singing. And the Edim came in, it was still before sunset, and they could accept them and make it Rosh Hashanah, but the Leviim were already confused as to whether it should be Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah, or not. Hiskinu, they made a legislation, Shlayuhu Mekablam Esa Edim, Ela ad hamincha, that they would not accept the witnesses of the new moon later in the day. Vimbo edim and hamincha ulamayla. If edim did show up later in the day, noagim osu ayam kodesh ulamacha kodesh. They imposed the rule that today is holy and tomorrow is holy, and they created this dynamic that Rosh Hashanah is 2 days, even in Yerushalayim. Therefore, Rav and Shmuel tell us, an egg laid on the first day by Rosh Hashanah would not follow the rules of Sveika Deyoma, because it's not Sveika Deyoma that makes us keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It was imposed as a legislation, a Yoma Arichta, one long day of Yom Tov, and therefore what's born on one is not going to be permitted on the other. There's a fascinating question regarding Shavuos. The Chasam Sofer in Siman Kuf Mem Hei at the end mentions that Shavuos should really be different than the other Yomim Tovim that we were discussing, namely Pesach and Sukkot, because Shavuos is really not a Sveika Deyoma. It's not a doubt of day. We know that Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. Even if they had a doubt which day was Pesach, that's because Pesach was only 2 weeks after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if they weren't close enough to hear about it within 2 weeks of Rosh Chodesh, which day was Rosh Chodesh, so they would have to keep 2 days Pesach. But Shavuos is 50 days later. It's virtually impossible, highly improbable, that we were concerned and created Shavuos of 2 days because of Sveika Deyoma, because there's still somebody who hasn't heard which day Pesach was and wasn't able to count 50 accurately from the correct day. It's far more logical that the reason that Shavuos is 2 days is Mishum Gezeira Atu Pesach Vesukis. It is a legislation. It is a rule. It's imposed as 2 days Yom Tov, not because of Sveika Deyoma. And therefore, as we've been discussing, it's counterintuitive. But if it's imposed as today's Yom Tov, and you know very well which day is the real day, but because it's imposed, it's more strict. Whereas if it's a suffix, you're not sure which day, it actually has a leniency because you were able to do your mima nafshach. And therefore, the Chasam Sofer suggests a position that Shavuos should be similar to Yom Tov shel Rosh Hashanah. In that, what's laid on one should not be permitted on the other, because it's not based on a suffix, it's based on a legislation, a decision that they made. In Halacha, we do not find that there are exceptions besides Rosh Hashanah. Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos are all LaHalacha, considered the same type, Sveika DeYoma. What's laid on one is permitted on the second. It's only Rosh Hashanah that's an exception, because it was clearly, as our Gemara describes, a legislation. And the question is why Shavuos is not being viewed, as the Chasam Sofer suggests, like Rosh Hashanah, because it's not a Sveika DeYoma. It would seem, going back to the wording of the Chasam Sofer, Mishum Gezeira Atu Pesach Vesukis, it was a legislation so that Shavuos should be similar to Pesach and Sukkot, and people shouldn't get confused. Some Yom Tovim, yes, 2 days. Some Yom Tovim, not 2 days. So they made Shavuos just like Pesach and Sukkot, but presumably when they did that, they made it only like Pesach and Sukkot, which is a Sveika DeYoma type of 2 days. Whereas Rosh Hashanah, they actually made it Yoma Arichta, they made it into one long day, and they made a legislation imposing, not so that it should be similar to Pesach and Sukkot and is not going to be any worse than Pesach and Sukkot. They actually made Rosh Hashanah independently a powerful 2-day Yom Tov. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.